Ladies and gentlemen, jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report, Doug Hagman coming to you from a radio and television studios here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania, where we broadcast each and every weeknight, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here in the Global Star Radio Network, YouTube Live, and of course, Blog Talk Radio, BTR. All three platforms are available to you. Just go to HagmanandHagman.com. There you can choose your venue, choose your listening venue. We are, folks, we're doing some nice revision, remodeling of our Hagman app. That's in progress. So we want to thank Eric the Tech for his hard work. This guy never sleeps, man. He's 24/7, as is JD, and of course John Robertson. And hats off to both of them, and to all of them, actually. And Jackie, of course, is busy doing some marketing, and it's just great. We've got a great team. We're gearing up for 2017. In case you haven't noticed, that's what we're doing. We're gearing up for 2017. We expect a lot of changes. And in case you didn't catch last night's broadcast, do so. It's amazing to me how many people just, by as an aside, you talk about Israel, and of course, you talk about the UN resolution and such. It's amazing to me how many people don't understand the history in the title deed to the Jews of Israel. But that aside, it was a great program last night. Of course, we had with Pastor Paul Begley. It was just a tremendous program, and Stan Dale rounding that out last evening. And of course, tonight we've got an equally great program. Dr. Ted Brower is coming on. He was on a little bit ago, talking about spirit cooking and the reason behind it. If you missed that program, go back and listen to that program or watch that program. Actually, watch it. Sharon came by too as well. But some very important information that was contained, so you understand the context in which we're seeing all of these things being revealed. All right. So that's, I wanted to mention that. And I want to thank everyone for their support and their belief and their trust in us as we walk through this minefield of current events together. And of course, two websites, HagmanReport.com. Bookmark that. Check that often. And Hagman and Hagman.com. That is for the show venues. Again, HagmanReport.com and Hagman and Hagman.com. And I'd just like to, really, again, thank everyone for your support, your belief and trust. And, again, the support. My goodness. We are a listener-supported broadcast. We want to thank you so much for your support. And we couldn't do this without you. We really appreciate that. And, of course, we have some sponsors as well to offset the operational costs, which are just extensive. But having said all of that, we intend for a great 2017. By the way, I can't talk about this right now, but I just want to kind of curiosity up a little bit. 2017, you're going to see some things happen in 2017 that haven't happened in a couple of years. Hint? Hint? Maybe? Yeah. It's going to be good. It's going to be a great year. It's going to be a tough year, but it's going to be a great year as well. I was just so pleased to have with us Dr. Ted Brower tonight. His books, by the way, I was going through these books, Maximum Memory. Hey, check this out. And of course, the Breakthrough Health book as well. Just check these books out. Take a look at them. Yeah. Gonna be getting into some nutrition news, some health news, and some geopolitical news with Dr. Ted Brower when he's ready. Well, we'll just bring Dr. Ted Brower on. Dr. Ted Brower, are you there?
I'm here. Good to see you again, Doug. Good being back with your audience. Always my pleasure when I can be on the Hagman broadcast. We received so much positive mail from the last show that we did with you guys. It's absolutely amazing when we talked about who's really protecting the pedophiles. And tonight we're going to continue in that vein of thought, in that we're going to talk about energy and frequency and how you can literally change the fabric of space-time, and why so many of you are sick, why so many of you are diseased, and why so many of you can't seem to get any relief while you're on this planet. We're going to talk about that in detail tonight. And so you guys, we're going to talk about epigenetics and how our DNA does not necessarily have to control the outcome of our lives. So it's going to be a really interesting show. I've never talked about it from this standpoint before. So I want you guys all to grab some paper and pencil if you can, if you're not driving down the road, and take some notes on this. And of course, you can watch the show more than once.
Sure.
Zig Ziglar used to tell me, he says, Ted, you know, when people buy your CD sets and your tape series, he goes, it's like getting two for the price of one because you run at about 400 words a minute with gusts up to about 800. and you can basically supply a lot of information in a very short period of time. And of course, I'm quoting one of what Ziglar said on one of his CD series. And so he's a great guy. May he rest in peace.
Sure.
He was somebody who really changed and influenced my life in ways that are unimaginable to this day. And I just thank God Almighty that I had the opportunity to get to know him and to share the platform with him in approximately 100 different seminars and conventions. He was a great, great man of God. So I really appreciate the opportunity that we've had to be associated with him and with Jim Rohn. And of course, with Norman Schwarzkopf, may he also rest in peace, and Colin Powell, who was a wonderful person. And we've had a lot of great times with a lot of really good people, and God's really put me in places to really allow me the opportunity to learn a lot about a lot of different things. And so that's why I like to share this information with your audience. I hope you like my backdrop today. My other broadcast that we did last time I was on with you guys was in my main office. This is a room behind the office, and now I'm about 40 feet away from the energy transmitter that we call the Wi-Fi connection. I felt the whole time I was getting cooked the last time I was on with you guys. It's one thing when I'm doing a telephone interview, I'll actually unplug that sometimes to get away from it. But now I have a concrete block wall between us. And so I like that a lot better, Doug. And you'll understand a whole lot better. Why I like it a lot better just a few moments when I start talking about what we're going to cover tonight.
Oh, well, Ted, I put our Wi-Fi center underneath Eric the Tech's chair. Maybe he's actually sitting on it. So maybe, I don't know. Well, Eric, pay attention and you decide whether that was a good move or not. But,
the whole thing is this. If you're going to have Wi-Fi in your house, you have to use it. We all pretty much use it now. I got that. We can't be running 40-foot Ethernet cords. You know, we can, but it's just not as convenient. Make sure you turn that stuff off at night. Make sure you turn that frequency generator off at night to allow your DNA a break from all of those waves coming through your body. Because remember, we have enough electrical fields already in our house with our electrical current that we have running through the house, with the compressors that run our air conditionings and the fan motors and all that stuff that we have up in the attic running heaters and furnaces. We have a lot of energy fields around us that are absolutely causing a lot of damage. In fact, I'm working on something right now. We've got a prototype out. I'm almost done with it. We're putting together a new type of product that actually blocks the Wi-Fi signals from your telephone. So when you close it, it basically shuts off the Wi-Fi coming this direction. So you can actually hold it up to your head. And we're going to have these available probably in about 2 weeks. And so these are amazing.
Wow.
So these are great. Now that we had some other research we did with it, we tried to completely encase it. And what ends up happening is it basically blocks all signals. You don't get any phone calls. But this way, when you close it, the blocking is only on one side. So when you close it, if you have to take a phone call, you can hold it to your head like this and block the signal. So stay tuned with that. That'll be available.
Man, I can't wait to see. Hey, put me down. Mark me down for one. I'm good for it. Seriously, that's fantastic.
The problem we're having to do now is quality control and making sure everything gets done correctly. So we're hoping to have these launched pretty quickly. So we'll see what happens. But whenever you're ready, though, we'll start doing applied.
Well, I just want to say this, Ted. Look, I do pay attention to what you say. My underwear is lined. Underwear is lined with aluminum foil, I was going to say tin foil. Aluminum foil, I guess, is the. So, but heavy. And so is Eric's now.
Yeah, that's what they call us, the tinfoil hat folks, you know, because they think that we're all just Looney Tunes. Here, let me share something with you, because this is going to be a real relaxed show tonight. I've got a bunch of notes that I've just finished today that I want to cover tonight with you guys on this very topic. But, you know, for millennia of time, people understood that there was a God, and there was a universe, and that God created us. I mean, even the ancient Romans understood that. I mean, we have been basically lied to now for millennia. as far as from a secular standpoint, as to there is no God. You know, Nietzsche said God is dead.
Yeah.
So we did all these crazy things, right? You know, now he did say one thing that was pretty interesting. He said, what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. That is a quote that I have used in various circumstances before. But the whole thing is this. We've got to understand something. You know, we are built as a transmitter receiver through our DNA. Basically, it's a, to use common vernacular today, a Tesla transformer receiver sending coil in our DNA, coiled helix. And what we have to understand is that that's how God made us, because we were created in His image. And we talked about this last week about how when you allow God through the Holy Spirit to come in and fill you, we talked about all this demonic stuff last week and what these guys do in these sacrifices, but God's Holy Spirit, if you invite Him to come in, He will come into you and He will fill you and He will create in you a new heart and He will allow you to go into frequency resonance with the Creator of the universe through Christ, through the blood of the Lamb. You guys, it's all about Jesus and the power and the ability that we've been given to be filled with the Holy Spirit, because we're a sending, receiving unit. That's how God made us. Interdimensional sending, receiving unit. I mean, our DNA is interdimensional. That's why it's able to work using scalar waves. And we've talked about that in detail last week. So if you missed that show last week, please go back into the archives and listen to it, because it goes into detail on who's protecting the globalists and the pedophiles and why these pedophiles do what they do. But tonight it's going to be a really positive show, because I want to give you guys hope and let you know there's things that we can do as Christians through the blood of the Lamb, through our connection with the Holy Spirit, to Yeshua and to Yahweh, into His dimension, that allows us incredible power and authority with what we've been given here. But the New Agers will teach you that we have the ability within us without the power of Jesus or without the power of Yahweh. It's simply not true. You know, Wayne Dwyer, he was a great guy, had good motivational teaching, but he always talked about the power of, you know, whatever, the universe and all this other kind of stuff, and that he was going to cure himself of cancer when he had this cancer happen to him. He didn't cure himself. He died last year. May he rest in peace. And that's what we have to understand, is that without Christ, we can't obtain that resonance lock with Yahweh. We don't have the Holy Spirit in filling us, because the Bible says, be continually filled by the Holy Spirit. Be in communion with the Holy Spirit and allow God's power to work through you powerfully through the Holy Spirit. And remember, it's like a cup of coffee, which I don't drink anymore, which I really like, but it gives me the jitters and I can't sleep for 2 days. You take a cup of coffee and it's black. You pour some creamer in it, you pour some sugar in it, or stevia, or whatever you want to sweeten it with. And what ends up happening is you mix them all together. It's kind of like that's how God mixes together the Holy Spirit, His Son, and Himself. It's all one, but it's all separate. So it's kind of neat how He did this. But remember, we're going to talk about it in a few minutes. So you guys take some notes on this tonight. If you've got sickness or disease in your body, you're going to find out tonight how you can overcome that through the blood of the Lamb, through the power of prayer, through the power of scalar waves, through the power of epigenetics. So let's go ahead and get started. Basically, Einstein and Tesla in quantum physics have shown us, Doug, that the universe is composed of vibrational strings expressed as energy. Every cell and organ has an energy field, a certain vibration. Therefore, a diseased cell or organ is no longer functioning at the correct vibration. I'm going to repeat that. A diseased cell or organ is no longer functioning at the correct vibration. That's why it's become diseased. Now, we have to understand something. There are a lot of factors in this. Back in 1953, Watson and Crick, with their DNA studies, created the belief that genes control all biology, thus created the current medical dogma called genetic determinism, which means that your genes control anything. It can control everything. The notion that everything was controlled by DNA, our health, and our behavior, everything. We now know this is a faulty paradigm. We now know that they were wrong. We now know through the science of epigenetics, through Dr. Lipton and a lot of other scientists who also study this, that our genes have many other factors outside of our genetics that control them. And we're going to cover that right now. Scientists really believe that we were helpless victims of genetics because basically they thought the disease was the incorrect, you know, because all the information stored in the cell was creating these disease. Now they know that the disease is basically, the cause of disease is the incorrect vibration of the cell. Epigenetics, cell biology, and quantum physics are all tied together. Dr. Bruce Lipton, who is a global expert on epigenetics, shows us that DNA is influenced by signals outside of the cellular membrane. Now, what that means is there's all kinds of other things that determine what we become other than just DNA. In other words, just because your parents had cancer, just because your mom had breast cancer, just because your daddy had heart disease, just because your aunt had arthritis, doesn't mean that you're going to have that same thing happen to you. And what we've learned, Doug, about one-third of the actual what we become is our DNA. The other two-thirds is expressed by all kinds of other variables that cause that. The DNA pretty much creates our body, our structure that makes you unique, our facial features, our hair, our eye color, and everything else. But there are so many other things involved in our health, and we're going to talk about that right now. Studies show us that forces outside of DNA, extracellular environment, environmental, trace minerals, and energetic influences and nutrition affect the development of biological systems and functions. Let me give you an example. Health Master, let me show you this. I don't usually do this, but I want to share this with you. This is a new product that we've developed. It's a trace mineral supplement that provides you like all these different types of minerals that I don't have.
Good stuff, guys and ladies. Good stuff.
And it takes like a drop in a glass of water to get all these different trace minerals. These trace minerals are deficient in our food because our bodies aren't getting the nutrients they need. Our DNA is suffering, and we can't be controlled properly through all these other variables because of nutrient deficiencies. This is one of the reasons that people who pray to be healed aren't healed, because of the nutritional variables that are missing in their diet. We now know that the research that Dr. Linus Pauling did back in the 50s and 60s and 70s on vitamin C showed that vitamin C was a primary component in avoiding heart disease because of the collagen links in the arteries, and that these collagen links in these arteries in our body and our circulatory system start to break down over time, and our body puts plaques on top of the breakdowns, which cause atherosclerotic plaquing. And Dr. Pauling, who won two Nobel Prizes, said that one of the primary things that we have to do is have a sufficient quantity of vitamin C in our bodies on an ongoing basis to maintain the quality of our cardiovascular system. And we also know now that the trace minerals are absolutely critical for proper gene expression and health. We have to remember there are all kinds of factors influencing this. They all affect the development of the biological systems and functions. A driving force that causes cells to do what they do are food, our thoughts, our prayers, our intentions, our the minerals that we get, our air, our ecological systems, and the words that we speak or pray. These influence these things, all these things together influence the switches that turn or turn off our DNA, both the good and the bad. In other words, we are not bound by the DNA. It's just a blueprint that can be greatly altered. It's kind of like a set of plans for a house that can be changed during construction. I know a few years ago, we added an addition to our house about 12 years ago. And we were working on this one wall on the back porch that was wrapping around the side of the house. And it didn't look right, but it was on the blueprints. And my contractor said, well, this is where the wall is supposed to go. And my wife walked out and she goes, but I don't like the wall there. It looks goofy. And the contractor said, you're right, it does. It looks good on the plans, but it doesn't look right in the real world. So what we did is we had them draw up a new set of plans, and we changed all of that. Got it reapproved, et cetera, because we knew we had to change those plans to do what we wanted to do. We weren't bound by the original blueprints, just like we're not bound by the original DNA that our body was given when we were born. We can change it through epigenetics, and that's what we've been proven and have proven now for about 15, 20 years. It's really a wonderful system we have. What happens is the food, the thought, the intentions, the minerals, the air, the ecological systems, the words that we speak or pray, they influence the switches that turn or turn off our DNA, both the good and the bad. In other words, we're not bound by the DNA. All of these factors influence how genes are activated or not activated. Let me give you another example. Remember a few years ago when that absolute strange person, Angelina Jolie, decided that she had a gene marker that she would probably come down with breast cancer because it was marked in her gene. Now, no one explained to her the science of epigenetics. No one explained to her that two-thirds of what we become is basically our environment and our thoughts and the things we've already discussed in our diet and our nutrition. She thought that the only way she could reduce the risks of having breast cancer was to have a double mastectomy. And a lot of women now are doing that. They're so scared of their DNA because of the genetic determinism they were taught through Crick for the last 60, 70 years that they will actually go in and have both of their breasts removed in advance of any cancer to prevent the risk of breast cancer. Then, a year or so, 2 years later, she decided to go ahead and have a hysterectomy and have her ovaries removed to prevent the risks of ovarian cancer. Now, guys, first of all, this woman's strange. This is a strange woman. We all know that. Now, she's pretty. I'll give her that. But, boy, she's not pretty on the inside and her spirit side. She's got some serious issues going on. And she's so bound by fear that she was willing to do this. Now, I've known other people who've done the same thing. We had a lady, her name was Lee, many years ago. We had her clinic set up. And her mom had come down with cancer, and her dad was a doctor. And he advised her to have both of her breasts removed so she would not come down with breast cancer, because she didn't understand that the epigenetics influenced two-thirds of what you're going to become. In other words, just because your mom or dad had a problem doesn't mean you got a sign for it. That's about as simple as it gets. You can create a completely new energy field around your body which won't allow those genes to express themselves and allow you to come down with those types of diseases. It's very important that I get that through with you tonight. Now, why doesn't that work sometimes? Like, why aren't some people not healed when they pray? There are a lot of other factors that we're going to talk about right now that causes that. This is going to be one of those shows, by the way. You're going to want to listen to more. This is that show tonight. In epigenetics, it has showed us that we can change our quality of life from what we have been handed down genetically from previous generations. This fact makes us realize that we are not victims of predetermined genetic codes. However, we have now realized that our inner and outer environment is shaped by our behavior, by our food intake, our mineral intake, our prayer, the energy fields around us, cell phones, getting too many waves through our body. All of these things influence what our body becomes and how healthy we remain. Now, here's what's interesting. Our genes help to organize us into our individual uniqueness. I've already mentioned that. However, it is still a mystery to science how this organization happens. There are many DNA similarities between humans and fruit flies. Newsflash, we are not a fruit fly. I remember when I was in, it was called embryology at Florida State University. I was in this course. It was the fall of 1975. I had a Dr. Visa, who was my professor at that point. He's the one who also taught us a lot about what happens with exogenous estrogens in utero when you apply extra estrogens into a woman who's pregnant with a boy, how it directly affects his genetic predisposition, and it causes all types of problems, including making him right brain instead of left brain. Those are the types of things that we discussed in epigenetics. Now, we didn't talk about epigenetics back then. This was embryology, because epigenetics was still a field that was unfolding at that point. This is 40 years ago. But one of the things that we did do, Doug, and this was very interesting, we did it, and we studied chicken embryo slides. Now, I found it extremely boring. Oh, my gosh. We had to sit in these big old microscopes for hours on end in this lab and study chicken embryo development. And the reason we did that, the chicken embryo development in its first few cell divisions was very similar to human being development. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? I mean, they were almost identical. So they wanted us to learn about embryo development in the first few cell phases by studying chicken embryo development. And another newsflash, we are not chickens, okay? So God has a very unique way of making us into these unique individuals. And this is still a mystery to science, how this organization happens. The organization of life is orchestrated by much more. The power of the living God, Yahweh. God knew you while you were still in the womb. He knitted you together by his divine energy, which works, as the Bible says, so powerfully within us. We must remember that we are a spiritual being experiencing an earthly existence. You know, this is not our true nature. This is not our true state. We're but a vapor, but a mist. The book of James tells us that's here today and gone tomorrow. But our energy signature, our consciousness, our soul, if you want to call it that, which I do, basically goes on. It doesn't stop because it is energy. It is a field of energy. We have to understand that's what we're composed of. And if you want to watch a really good video on this, watch Chuck Missler. He talks about the universe of energy and how it applies to the Bible in the Old Testament. Phenomenal. I'm not even going to try to redo what Chuck did with that. It's phenomenal, the universe of energy and how we're created. So what we are is a being of energy. The Bible even says that God is light, and we know that. And it also says that Satan runs around as an angel of light to try to masquerade, because we understand who and what God is. Even Moses, when he wanted to look upon God, God said he could not look upon him. He could only see him as he passed by. Because apparently, it's pretty amazing what Yahweh is. And the biggest problem that we have as Christians is that we try to put a God in a box. God doesn't fit in our box.
God does not fit in the box, Dr. Ted Brewer. We're up against the bottom of the hour break. You know, how fascinating. I mean, I was sitting here just really held hostage to your commentary. It's an amazing, folks, go back and listen to that first segment again. Dr. Ted Brewer is with us, healthmasters.com. Stay right where you're at. Well, you caught me, folks. During the break, I was just perusing Maximum Memory. I can't remember what I read, but I was perusing it. Maximum Memory. You get the joke, guys? Come on. Come on. And, of course, Breakthrough Health. Breakthrough Health. Both books by Dr. Ted Brewer. Perhaps we'll talk about that later on. But an amazing first segment with Dr. Ted Brewer, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. He's got a show right here on Global Star Radio Network with his son, Austin. Tremendous program. Comes on before ours, of course, and immediately following our broadcast, you can listen to it. It's rebroadcast. Folks, one of the few. I mean, I have to budget my time, so, but that's definitely on my playlist. So, healthmasters.com, and of course, Dr. Ted Brewer's show. Go to healthmasters.com for all of the information I just mentioned. But the last segment was tremendous. Ted, you can't put God in a box.
That's right.
Man.
You know, Doug, it's just, you know, I'm just so blessed because, you know, the Hagman listeners and our listeners are just the best, and Hodges listeners, he's got a bunch of good ones. I remember I've hosted other shows in alternative radio, and the listeners, some of them were really odd and very strange. Of course, a lot of that reflected the person who was doing the show. A lot of these show hosts, you know, don't even put up Merry Christmas. They put up Happy Holidays. They're politically correct. I mean, are you kidding me? A lot of them aren't Christians. I got to tell you that right now.
Right.
And I see that all the time. But again, we were featuring this new product we developed. It's our mineral Aquatrace. Basically, it's a trace mineral by Health Masters that's absolutely phenomenal. It gives you all of these different trace minerals that are absolutely critical for proper functioning of your DNA and for proper epigenetics. One of the biggest things we have are deficiencies of minerals. They cause so many health problems in our lives. Also, we have a coupon code again. We always do that for your listeners. It's Doug Books, DougBooks. And any order of $79, that's $79, will get you a copy of Maximum Memory. It will get you a copy of Maximum Fat Loss, which is great for the New Year's, and also get you a copy of Train Up Your Children and the Way They Should Go. So those three books come for free when you order $79 or more of our products. I think this trace mineral product is like $30, $35. It's very cheap. It's very concentrated. It'll make dozens and dozens of gallons. So it's really inexpensive, and it really provides a lot of trace minerals for you. And for those of you that have been a little concerned about distilled water, which I've told you not to be, but you still are, or RO water, as far as not having enough nutrients or trace minerals in them. This helps reestablish that proper pH that you're looking for, and also helps to give you the trace minerals. It's a really good product to take on a regular basis.
Fantastic. And $35, you said, right?
It's $35.
Wow. And Ted, I just want to mention this. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to be taking a multivitamin supplement, nutritional supplement, multivitamin. You've got to be taking it. You've got to be taking that. Really simple. If you do nothing else today, go to healthmasters.com and get the multivitamin supplement, because that's going to make a big difference. Eric, the tech, has been taking that. He notices a big difference. My daughter, my wife, me. I mean, we're all on the same protocol, and it makes a huge difference. And thank you for making such a wonderful product, Dr. Ted.
Well, we use a cellulose capsule, which basically has powder in it, and that allows it to open up in your stomach and actually digest and be absorbed. Yeah. A lot of vitamins have a shellac coating on them, or they use a petroleum or a pork product, and we don't do that, which allows, you know, those products to pass through you basically undissolved. And everybody listening right now is taking a multiple vitamin.
Yeah.
At least if you are. The problem is a lot of the multiple vitamins that you're taking don't work. That's why so many doctors, when you talk to them about multiple vitamins, they tell you vitamins don't work, because they really don't work.
Right.
A lot of vitamins like that simply don't do anything. In fact, they're kind of toxic to your body when you take them. So that's why we don't recommend them. But if you want a really good, high-quality multiple vitamin, do it. We have a healthy lifestyle kit, too, which also includes cod liver oil, B and C. And you can also throw the trace minerals in there. That'll get you the $79 purchase price of getting all the books for free, which are worth about $75. So you pretty much get the books for free when you
get
the $79 worth of stuff. So let's go get back on this. I got a whole bunch of other stuff we got to cover still, so I want to make sure we get through all of this.
Okay.
We must remember, as we said earlier, that we are a spiritual being experiencing an earthly existence. This is not our home. We were bought at a price by Yahweh through the Son of God. Our genes reside, and this is super important, our genes reside in an energy field interdimensionally. That is our human body, our consciousness, or our soul to speak. Our DNA is a field of energy controlled in part through our soul and through our energy field that we have around our body. We know that we have an energy field around our body. We can actually have that measured. And we can see it in certain types of photography. And what we have to understand is that we can't say, well, this is new agey. This isn't new agey. You know, we can't say that science is new agey. We can't do that. Not if the science isn't new agey. I mean, if I talk about the heart and the energy field around the heart, that's not new agey. The heart puts out an energy field like 5 times greater than the energy field from the brain. And we can't just say, well, you can't talk about that because it's new agey. No, it's not. It's just information. You're going to make it what you're going to make it. Everything I try to do and cover with you tonight is based on the Word of God, on the power of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, and Yahweh. So let's look at it from a different perspective now. Understand that we're an energy field that God created us this way so we can be a sending receiving unit for the Holy Spirit to come within us. If we look at it from that perspective, it starts to make a whole lot more sense.
Hit me with that one more time, Ted, if you don't mind. Seriously.
We're a receiving sending unit.
All right.
For the Holy Spirit to come within us.
So our DNA, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Because we were created in God's image. See, when we were created in God's image, Adam had a resonance lock, same frequency as God Almighty, a resonance lock. So he was able to commune with God in the garden in the cool of the evening as a resonance lock. It's kind of like having a kid that you have who's a really good kid. I mean, they turn into an adult and become a really good adult, and you can walk with them and commune with them and talk with them and have a resonance lock. It's like when I do the show with Austin every day, it's like we have a resonance lock. We're on the same frequency, the same wavelength.
Right.
I mean, I don't even look at the show when I do it with Austin as a burden. I look at it as I get to have an hour conversation with my son every day, and I really enjoy that. And so all the listeners get to enjoy basically a private conversation I'm having with my boy.
That's nice.
See, now, it really is, because what it allows me to do is to have that fellowship with Austin through that. And that's what God wants us, because we are sending, receiving DNA units. We're made to receive God's frequency. That's what he set us up to be. And when we allow Christ to come into our hearts and we allow the Holy Spirit to infill us, it infills us with the frequency of God himself. And that's what's so important. We're going to talk about that right now. Our genes reside in this energy field. That is what the human body is, basically our soul. Our DNA is a field of energy controlled in part through our soul or consciousness. Our prayer and environment directly influence DNA activation. The environment also includes now diet, trace mineral supplementation, not poisoning yourself with glyphosate and other chemicals, not injecting yourself with aluminum and adjuvants in vaccines. When our energy fields, and listen to this for just a second, this is going to blow your mind. When our energy fields resonate with lower vibrations of fear and hate and bitterness, anger, this vibration is picked up by our cell membrane because it's vibrating. This information enters the cell and goes into the chromosomes, activating a particular strand of DNA. Our genes then transfer these instructions based on the information they've received from the frequency that we've received. The cells then follow the instruction given to them by the DNA, following the DNA was given the instruction through the frequency. Let me give you an example. If we have an external threat is detected to flight or fight, if someone's going to, the lion's going to jump out and eat us, in this scene, our energy field is focused on fear instead of love. If you have a 600-pound cat chasing you, you're focused on fear instead of love. And when that happens, it shuts down all kinds of cellular functions through the DNA. It tells us to stop creating stomach acid. It tells us to shunt the blood to our extremities to allow us to run faster and to give us more strength. It tells us to climb a tree, okay? It tells us all kinds of stuff instantaneously. It's an autonomic response. So it's a fight or flight syndrome that we have. Now, the biggest problem is when we have anger or anxiety or we're driving in traffic, okay, and somebody pulls out in front of us and we're shaking our fist at them, whatever, or they're telling us that we're number one and we're screaming back at them. That's the kind of crazy scenarios that we all have been involved in, okay? When we do that, it creates that same paradigm in our body. That frequency that we're generating tells our DNA to signal our cells and our genes to flip certain markers on to release adrenaline, to stop production of digestive enzymes. All of these things happen instantaneously. The problem is we also elevate cortisol, which is a stress hormone. And when we do this, our body shuts down the digestive tract. Then we start getting more and more deficiencies in trace minerals, in nutrients, in amino acids, in vitamins A, C, E, selenium, iodine, minerals that basically prevent us from coming down with cancer. And so we end up in a situation where our genetic expression is damaged because of the frequency we put through it. Now, friends, listen to me for a second. I'm going to repeat this. Our bodies resonate at a certain frequency, and certain frequencies are controlled by certain emotions. The scientists have proven them. So let me finish this. This is really, really important. If we change our energy field to one of trust and harmony and love through Christ, through Yeshua, it opens us up to all manners of healing because God is love. It allows His Holy Spirit to enter us. It allows Christ's perfect energy field to enter us through the Holy Spirit. That's through the blood of Christ, too, that we talked about with the scalar waves last week. It allows us to be healed and to walk in love. Remember Moses when he came down from the mountain after he'd received the Ten Commandments. He was still glowing because he was in the energy field of Yahweh. His face shone, it said. It was like brilliant. In fact, it scared the Israelites so much, they freaked out and they had to put a veil around his face to cover up the field of energy that was coming out of him because he was in synchronicity with God himself on top of that mountain. The same thing happened with Jesus when he was resurrected. When Mary ran up to him, you know, he said, "Do not touch me, for I have not yet returned to the Father," because he knew his energy field had been changed. He understood that. Also, that's one of the reasons that the disciples didn't know who he was and they didn't recognize him. There's a great movie you can watch. It's called Risen. One of the top 10 best movies I've ever watched. It's out on DVD now. It came out this year. Phenomenal movie called Risen, R-I-S-E-N. And it talks about Jesus' resurrection and his lack of body because he was resurrected, and the Romans trying to find the body. And one of the disciples, Peter, said, "He's kind of hard to recognize right now," because he was explaining what the New Testament says is that they didn't recognize him. That's why, because his energy field had so changed from the power that was surging through him that they didn't know who he was when they would look at him. And then finally, suddenly, his energy field would change again, and they would say, "Oh my gosh, it's Christ, it's Yeshua." and they knew who he was. This is all part of the energy fields that dominate the entire universe, because God basically is the energy field that created everything. Now, let me go on and continue this. We allow the Holy Spirit to enter us. It allows Christ to perfect, the Christ's perfect energy field to enter us. It allows us to be healed, to walk in love. Remember Moses, remember Jesus. We must do our best to avoid the negative emotions of fear and hate. Remember, perfect love casts out fear, is what the Word tells us. There is a vibrational pattern attached to each belief we hold. Our government, by simply sending an energy field to you, create love, hate, suicide, diarrhea, because they know that we are an energy field. If you read the book, Men Who Stare at Goats, they talk about how one man was actually able, by invoking the power of Lucifer, to actually stare at a goat. I'm not kidding you guys. This is what the CIA was involved in, and actually make that goat's heart stop and kill that goat. Now, it talks about this. They talk in the book with General Stubblebine, they have all of these different frequencies that can create all of these different types of things in you, including suicidal thoughts. This was tested in the Gulf War back in 2001. This is what we have been testing with our research in these advanced scientific applications. The globalists know that is why they do everything in their power to control us via TV, HARP, chemtrails, cell phones, Gwen towers, mineral deficiencies, because they know the food is minerally deficient, sea-based radar domes, Google cubes, which we don't really believe those are for retail sales. Remember, Google met over 400 times with Obama in the White House during his administration.
That's right.
This is crazy stuff, guys, but I'm not making any of this stuff up. I mean, this is just the way it works. Some of this research, you know, has been being done at the CIA, at Google, at NASA, at Singularity University. These are basically, in probability, maybe not all of the people there, being controlled by the black magicians to connect us, again, interdimensionally, to the D-Wave quantum computer, which they're saying they don't understand how it works, which is controlled by Lucifer. We must create positive, high frequencies, love, trust. We can generate these types of frequencies, and then it affects our bodies and our DNA and a reality that we choose to live. In other words, when we have a really negative outlook and negative frequency, our environment gets real negative. Our environmental beliefs, thoughts, prayers, intentions, proper nutrition, perceptions, proper minerals, all of these things can create health or disease. Jesus said the kingdom of God lives within you, because remember, the kingdom of God is an energy field that lives within you through the Holy Spirit. As humans, God has given us the ability to choose our experiences on how we resonate in as an energy field. I'm going to repeat that, because I just said something there that most people aren't going to get. As humans, God has given us the ability to choose our experiences on how we resonate with Him in this energy field. He did this through Yeshua. Remember, God is in the top dimension. Lucifer was cast down into the lower dimensions. When we accept Yeshua through His blood, through scalar waves, He broadcasts this perfect frequency to us to restore us into the righteousness of Christ. Through this blood covenant, Yahweh shares with us part of His omnipotence, omnipresence, and omniscience, which allows us to control the energy fields on this planet that we interact with. I'm going to explain to you what I mean by this. It's kind of like we're in a holographic movie. I'm going to say that again. It's kind of like we're in an energy field, like a holographic movie. It's not really a movie, but it's kind of like a movie. And we get to determine our script and our cast of characters by keeping the right spirit of love and of peace and of harmony with Yahweh through Yeshua.
Kind of like free will, but with the ability to
control.
Well, right.
See, what happens is people don't get this. Now, I make it very simple like that. It's kind of like picking the program you want on the holodeck on the USS Enterprise. Okay, right. You get to pick that. You get to choose what you want. Now, this cast of characters that's involved in your film that you're producing is determined by you, because you choose who you associate with. But you also choose what you think about, because what you think about, you bring about. That's what the Bible says. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Guys, I'm covering some really, really in-depth stuff tonight on spiritual warfare and all kinds of other things that we could talk about. This is something that creates the universe around you, that creates a universe of love and of life and of peace and of harmony, or creates an incredibly horrible movie that you find yourself in that you don't want to be in. So if you don't like being in a super negative, never-ending slasher movie, okay? I don't even know why people see movies, the slasher movies, then maybe you need to change the movie. We, through Christ control our movie. When we accept Christ, Lucifer's under our feet because we're connected with God in his dimension, period.
Right.
He may not touch us unless we allow it by our confessions, our associations, our prayers, our lifestyle, our diet, our mineral depletions. Think about this. Who are you hanging out with? What is that doing to you? And is that okay? Who are you hanging out with? What are they speaking over you into your life? What is that doing to you? And is that okay? If you're okay with it, if you've got somebody who's your best friend, and every time you're around them, they put you down or they say super negative things, do you really need to be hanging out with that person? Do you want them to create the reality of your movie, so to speak? Because remember, this is an energy field that we live in. We create thoughts that create energy. Let me finish this. This is going to get really interesting for a second. What are you eating? What is that doing to you, and is that okay? What are your confessions? What is that doing to you, and is that okay? What are your prayers? And what is it doing to you, and is that okay? And everything you say with a comma, and that's the way I want it to be. I can do all things through Christ because that's the way I want it to be. I commit my plans unto the Lord. They shall succeed, comma, because that's the way I want it to be. I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb, comma, because that's the way I want it to be. I love Yahweh with all of my heart, with all of my strength, and with all of my soul, comma, because that's the way I want it to be. If you end every sentence you speak about yourself or your life with, and that's the way I want it to be, then you get a grasp on what I'm saying here. Because whatever you speak about, you're going to bring about. And it's going to create the reality of your life around you. People are always asking me, why are you blessed? Why do you have the blessings of God in your life? And my response is, that's one of my prayers in the morning. God always puts me at the right place at the right time, every time. And that's the way I want it to be. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's the way I want it to be. I have a great relationship with Yahweh, the creator of the universe, and that's the way I want it to be. See, when you speak the words, the energy field around you creates the reality that you've spoken. Now, that was a very big sentence. I hope you got that.
Yeah.
Because you create your own life by your own emotions and by the people you hang out with. Because remember, there are some people out there who will brighten up a room by leaving it. Because you don't want to be around people like that. You can't be around somebody who's an energy drainer on you because you're trying to create a different reality. If you hang out with certain people, they can drag you into the dirt. If you've got somebody who basically can't get their life right and you're trying to make them an integral part of your life, why do you think that energy field that circles them is not going to affect you when all of these circles are interconnected, the energy fields are? It's like putting two magnets together. They affect each other. It's an energy field. Now, remember, our thoughts and beliefs translate into vibrational frequencies. That's what those government has learned. Energy follows these frequencies. These thoughts basically help to shape our reality. It's really about energy and vibration. That's why the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Remember, when we pray, and we pray properly, we create scalar waves, which literally change the fabric of time-space. The practice of proper prayer combined with God's energy through Yeshua, through the Holy Spirit, actually create a field which is responsive to us. Because remember, God wants to be in us. He wants to fill us. He created us in his image. He wants us to be able to say, I wish to be filled by the Holy Spirit. If we do that, it can simply expands our understanding of what the Bible has for us. Our prayers need to be sincere and deeply engaged. In other words, don't just say, God is great, God is good, now we thank you for our food. Okay, don't do that. I mean, you can do that, but, you know,
well, there's a difference, and Ted, yeah, I mean, I don't want to get you off your train of thought, but there's a difference between just a rote thing that one does versus a meaningful prayer, but yes.
Well, one of the old things I used to teach kids to pray, now I lay me down to sleep. If I die before I wake, say, pray my God my soul to keep.
Well, yeah.
What kind of prayer is that? If I die before I wake? Man, that's negative. It's kind of like praying, God, don't kill me tonight. I mean, what is that all about? Don't put that kind of frequency out there of fear. Don't do that. But Father, I ask you to protect me. I ask you to station angels around me.
There you go.
Christ over me. I right. Station, put a hedge of thorns around me. Pray that kind of prayer. It's a lot healthier for your energy field,
right.
And for your life.
Yeah.
you know, that's what it's funny. They teach those kids to do that kind of stuff. And it's crazily, crazy. It blows my mind that it does that. Our prayers need to be sincere and deeply engaged. God really does want fellowship with us. Our bridge is Yeshua, Christ, who allows us through his blood and the infilling of the Holy Spirit to come boldly into God's presence and to his throne room. We no longer have a veil to go into the Holy of Holies, which the priest had to go into once a year and only by sacrifice to ask for forgiveness of sins. We don't have it anymore. The veil was rent in two upon the crucifixion of Christ when he said, it is finished. It's changed everything. We have to understand who we are as Christians. Now, please get this through your brilliant mind, those who are listening tonight. When we accept Christ, we enter into a blood covenant with the Creator of the universe through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus. Our prayers have a much bigger impact than our DNA. Prayer connects us interdimensionally through scalar waves to Yahweh himself through Yeshua. Whenever we live, we line up our frequencies with Jesus, Yeshua, we literally set off a godly tuning fork which heals our body. I'm going to repeat that. We literally set off a godly tuning fork which heals our body when we line up our frequencies and our energy with love through Christ. Royal Rife, cancer researcher from the 20s and 30s, he had a Rife cancer machine in which he could actually put a certain frequency through your body if you had cancer that was the antithesis of that cancer that was in your body, and it would destroy the cells of the cancer, not destroy the body. Incredible.
And Ted, by the way, that's what here in our area is exactly the government. Well, I shouldn't say the government. There's an experimental cancer treatment facility that is doing exactly that with positive results about using radio frequencies.
That's right. Because it works. Think about this, Doug. The Russians are changing DNA with the different types of reptiles and salamanders by just using different frequencies. They change the DNA, period. Right. Remember, our genes don't express themselves unless we turn them on. And they don't do that. Our DNA doesn't do that. It's only when we get the wrong frequencies going into that they flip off and flip on. I mean, we've got to understand something. You know, we're not designed to get sick. We're designed to live forever. Get that through your brain for just a second. I have a hard time with that one, too. When God created us, he didn't put a timeline on Adam. He was going to live forever. He was going to be an interdimensional being like God. He was created in God's image, and he wasn't going to be, you know, shut down from a DNA standpoint. But because he fell into sin, his life was cut short. And so we have to understand this. I mean, God created us. It's pretty amazing the way God made us. But the problem is Christians don't get that. They basically want to walk around and just be all negative. Guys, that's not what God's called you to be, a bunch of negative mess. He don't want you doing that. Prayer allows our genes to be modified. We have realized in science that God is in control. And when we have the right nutrition, the right prayer, the right trace minerals, the right relationship with God, the right confessions, everything changes. Our DNA, again, is a sending receiving unit. Our DNA strives for proper frequencies because we're created in God's image. It wants God's frequency within us. Our DNA wants to resonate with Yahweh. It's simply how we were created by the Creator.
Default setting.
That's right. That's where it wants to go. That's why when we accept Christ, it goes there. New Agers offer an empty promise without explaining our Creator, Yeshua, or Yahweh. They want us to believe that we can do all of this on our own, that we're gods. We're not. And as I started off the show, ask Wayne Dyer how that worked out for him, or many of the other New Age teachers who died of disease at very young ages. Guys, it doesn't matter to God what we have in our energy field. He allows that to be our choice. It's just an energy field. When we leave here, we don't take anything with us. It's all created out of energy and light photons. And we know that now through quantum mechanics. So believe God that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And guess what, guys? Happen in life.
Man, I'll tell you, that was another quick segment, folks. You're listening to Dr. Ted Brower. Healthmasters.com is his website. Deep stuff, deep information, but tremendous. You know, some people will take that too far, way too far, and get into the hollow, shallow New Age. This is not that. This is the godly, scripturally relevant information. I'll be right back. Stay right where you're at.